Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Oh, great. We're live. Hello. Welcome. Thanks, everybody. Fuck. Sorry. TWN Productions, Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, also known as THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at fuckboygob.com. Wherever you fucking do whatever it is you fucking people do. Joe, how are you this fine, whatever the fuck it is?
It is Monday.
So known as THC. Whoa. There you go. Oh my God.
Tom's live. Imagine that. Shit. Yeah. I'm trying to share this thing like you always ask me to do.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
It's not letting me load into the page so I can do it. So all two of you watching, please share this for us like it'll do a fucking thing.
I don't know how this fucking works.
Yeah, I don't know how anything works, Joe.
There we go. So, hey, we're live.
These shows are going to suck now since we're doing this live. Like, every first minute of the show is just going to be two doddering old men trying to figure out how to share a fucking live video that they happen to be doing right at that time.
All right, I got it done.
Yeah, me too, but it just took a minute to load. Oh, shit. So how was your week? My week seemed like it was fucking ages ago, and I am fucking very tired.
Yeah, it seems a long time since we got back from the Houston Horror Film Fest, and I've just been busting my ass at the shop, it seems. I did take a day off. To get drunk on my birthday. Or was that the week before? I don't even fucking remember.
And then it was this past week when everybody flooded your fucking PayPal with beer money.
Yeah. Everybody meaning nobody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. But it's all right. I got beer anyway, you fucks. Check this out. Woo! We'll get to that. Yeah, there were 4th of July festivities, but I didn't partake of any of that. I just, you know, once I got...
Why? Because you're Mexican? You fuck?
No, because I don't believe in war, Tom.
No, we'll get to that.
I don't believe in, like, you know, trying to overthrow the government because you're mad at taxes or something. You know, I think that's horrible, you know. Mm-mm. I can't support it.
Okay. Say to that. Mm. Oh shit.
And how about you? I saw you busted out the little cute little grill you have and made some wing nuts or something.
The cute little what I have?
The little grill.
Okay. I thought you said little girl. I was just like, what?
Hey, I mean, you got some shit I don't know about, and you're like, he knows. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, the skeletons aren't in the closet. They're under the bed. Yeah, that was what, Sunday? That's why we didn't record.
Right.
Well, that's not why we didn't record, but I had to wake up early as shit today, and I was pretty sure. Or no, last week, I wasn't pretty sure, but last week you said you might go to a party or some shit.
No, well, I figured everybody else that we know was going to be at a party or celebrating and probably doing something more fun than listening to this. So I figure Monday.
There's nothing more fun than listening to this pile of shit, Joe. Nothing.
You're right. You're right in that regard.
Did you ever fucking say that shit again?
I might say it again later in the show. You'll just have to stick around.
Don't do it. Mm-mm. They don't want to.
They do.
Because now you programmed them to fucking hate it. Piece of shit.
Well, then they're easily influenced. Hey, buy some jerseys.
Thanks, Mike. Again. I wish Mike had something that he'd shoot my way. Hey, can you promote this for me? And I'll say yes, since you're the only one that ever buys anything. I will fucking promote it every week.
Too bad he doesn't have seven brothers. Starts stocking up for Christmas.
There's seven really good friends or seven people he knows.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe. I don't even know if you celebrate Christmas, Mike. If not, apologies. I know certain religions.
I mean, he's Mike the Mick, so right. Obviously he's a Catholic.
He's a Catholic.
That's he's okay, celebrating yeah. Christmas.
Well, shit, he probably has seven brothers then.
He might.
I don't know.
They are the Mexicans of Europe, so they I've are. Heard.
Or wherever, the UK, the UK. Well,
yeah. Yeah, the British people get real mad about that kind of thing.
Yeah, fuck them.
The British?
Yes, the British.
Oh, shit. Happy Independence Day, dog. You're back with us. All yeah. right.
You know, fuck your taxes. That's what caused people to revolt.
And dump tea.
As your friend Ben Grimm would say, what a revolting development this is.
Speaking of what? By his legal name again, you fucking asshole.
Been reading this. Spider-Man Fantastic Fours.
Yeah.
This is really good shit. This is this is really fun. I've got one more issue to read, but it, you know, for those of you that can't see us, I was holding up the graphic novel. Spider-Man's Fantastic Four. Some guy named Gage wrote it. Pretty good shit. You know, I forget that there was an era where there was a she thing.
Well, Joe, that's accepted now, and you're just going to have to live with it.
It was the thing with tits, and it was his girlfriend.
We'll get to the thing with tits in a minute.
In fact, wasn't he even not the thing anymore? Wasn't he just wearing like an exo suit or some shit?
For a little bit, because he got transformed back.
Yeah.
So now he's just walking around a big foam rubber idiot, like the guy in the Roger Corman fucking.
And then Alicia Masters was a Skrull the whole time or some shit.
Fucking bitch. That's how she was able to sculpt so good.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. That's all I got. Bye, everyone. Hey, I just glanced over at the chat, and our one friend, our one super friend, as we call him here on the show, has entered. So I just want to say, hey, Mike, we don't normally break the comments and look at them, but hey, man, good evening to you. Thanks for stopping by, bud.
Yeah, and Justin's on here too. Justin, I'm always behind. I'm always behind on my reading and my TV watching and my movie watching. So I don't know what to say. I don't have a TV.
Don't you talk to him. He didn't buy a fucking jersey.
He's about to, man. Just give him till next Wednesday.
No. I want to get this done with yesterday.
He wants it in black.
No. You go back and Spielberg that fucking cartoon or Lucas it. Do whatever you got to do. That's how you'll get the African-American jerseys. But so right now,
Space Jam, is Bugs Bunny fat or something? Because I saw some toys, and Bugs looks like he's put on like quite a few pounds.
In the new one or the?
It's a new one because they have toys for the new one. Why would they have toys for the old one?
nostalgia. Big fat idiots like me go gobble them up.
Well, it had also LeBron on the packaging.
I think his name's Elbron.
Elbron. Elbron.
Yep. Because of the space thing you see. Yeah, I'm probably gonna go see the motherfucker, but I really don't want to. I haven't watched anything for it, but I forgot what the fuck popped up, and it was some promo for it, and it was the granny, like, oh, I'm gonna fucking rap and dance around my fucking, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be real fucking bad. So I'm not looking forward to it. I'm definitely not signing back up for HBO Max just so I can.
It's not out yet?
No, I think it's in a week or two or something. No, I think the jerseys, like, you definitely won't get them in time if you go
in
to.
In 2 weeks, I think Suicide Squad's up there.
I don't know. Fuck movies.
I still have HBO Max, so.
Yeah, well, you're a privileged cracker. So no, there you go.
It's got somebody's code, you know?
Yeah, yours that you pay for, honky.
I ain't paying for any of that shit.
Go celebrate Independence Day some more, why don't you? Ugh, make me sick, you white people. So, yeah, I don't know. Hey. All three of you watching, thanks. If all three of you go to DWNProductions.net and you all pre-order a jersey, 8 of them each, we would greatly appreciate that. All the money that fucking, so every $3 from the jersey order will go towards this live video thing, whatever this is we're doing here. So every $3 it's made profit from these jerseys will go to this $25 a month thing.
Yeah, so. And as you know, it's the time of our pledge drive. So please call in. Any little bit helps.
FastCustomShirts@gmail.com. Send all the monies there. And then Joe can allocate it as he sees fit.
Yeah.
Glug, glug, glug. So what did you watch?
I watched Halloween 4. Not the
4K. Oh, shit.
Not the 4K.
You see that? Yeah. It's coming out on 4K. Fuck.
Oh.
I love the little girl. This is the one with the little girl. Man, I love the little girl.
We were talking about that earlier. This one is the return of Michael Myers. So this came out, what, 10 years later or something? Who knows? But Michael's been in a coma this whole time since getting caught on fire or whatever.
That's and, what it does.
Yeah.
He was wearing this fucking real shitty made in China fucking basketball jersey. And it caught fire and the fumes just fucking... Oh, and he fell backwards and hit his head. So then he was in a fucking coma for
he didn't shoot him, Michael, because that shit's fire retarded.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't shot in the eyes. He just caught with the fucking his jersey underneath his coveralls was burning, and he got a headache and slipped on the fucking pee-pee because Loomis was, you know, shooting the gun close and it scared him. So he
apparently
pissed his
Loomis
pants.
Caught fire too, and I don't remember that.
Yeah, but he didn't pass out and hit his head like a fucking idiot and end up in a coma for because he wasn't wearing a shitty basketball jersey that you could buy at DWNProductions.net.
Loomy's all burnt up and checking on Michael, and they're going to transfer Michael to another hospital. And Loomy's like, no, you can't do this, and blah, 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 and like making a fool out of himself, the dumb fucking. But they're transporting Michael, and somebody says, hey, did you know he has like a niece? He sits up like, fuck it, you know, I ain't been sleeping for 10 years. And yeah, fucks everybody.
Atrophy. It's a myth.
Right. Yeah, just like Uncle Joe and Willy Wonka. He just gets up and starts dancing around, and he's going to go visit the chocolate factory in Haddonfield.
Well, I mean, chocolate will get any fucking, you know, it's chocolate. Yeah. Something you can get at pretty much any store, anywhere.
And then his niece, I guess.
What about his elbow?
Laurie Strode abandoned her or some shit, right? I mean, because she's not in the movie, and the dad's not in the movie. They said, fuck it, stay here in Haddonfield. We're out of here.
Yeah, I think they said that in the novel sequel that explains her absence, I think they said she was out whoring.
Okay.
Whoring around, they called it.
That makes sense. And then, yeah, then it's the same shit as the rest of the movies. Michael, he's wearing like a fucking bootleg type mask of his old mask. It looks really shitty.
Well, I mean, it's the one that the companies put out, like, you know, how there's like, oh, John Wayne Gacy and Charles Manson masks. I mean, this is just the same thing. They just made, you know, a crude imitation of his mask and then sold it as the official product at Walgreens for.
Oh, it officially sucks. It's fucking dumb.
Pretty good.
And I start cracking up every time he comes on the screen. I don't know. They call the police. They call some rednecks to fucking help defend the town against Michael Myers, and they all suck at it. And I don't know. At the end, the little girl goes and touches Michael Myers so that she gets infected with the Halloween curse of syndrome or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, she has a syndrome, all right.
Yeah. And she kills somebody at the end. I'd stop paying attention to figure out who these characters were. And that's it. I won't know what happens to her until the next movie, The Revenge of Michael Myers, because he's got to get revenge for getting hit by a truck in this one.
Yeah, not a fan of 4 and 5. I will not be purchasing the 4K discs. Yeah, they're when Halloween movies are bad, they're real bad. Like, even, nah, I can't say that because that Friday the 13th remake sucked a fucking dick. But
I think I started it years back and passed out like right away.
It sucks, but
I never went back to it.
I mean, if that's the worst one, it's still not worse than any of the Rob Zombie ones. So right there, it's like, well,
I haven't seen those either, but I'll get to them.
I can't wait for when you get to, I think it's H2O, and then there's a CGI mask. There's like 18 different masks in that fucking movie, and 4 of them are CGI. It's fucking crazy. I'm serious. I mean, I'm exaggerating the numbers, but there's a
fucking, I believe you, CGI. I haven't seen that one. So I haven't seen a lot of these later ones. No, I did see one where some fucking warlocks or some shit come out at
the
end.
That's the sixth one. That's the Cult of Thorn. However, okay. You have actually two movies you got to watch for part 6. You got to watch the theatrical release, and then you got to watch the producer's cut.
Why the fuck do I got to do that?
Because they're two different movies, Joe.
Which one's better?
The Eye of the Beholder.
You know which one I'm going to watch? I'm going to watch whichever one's on Amazon Prime.
They probably both are, but honestly, they're both not that great. I think What's-His-Nuts, Ant-Man's in them. I think he's the main character in them.
He's the main character?
I think so.
He's Michael Myers?
No, I mean, like, I think he's Tommy Doyle.
Oh, the warlock, Tommy Doyle.
No, that's Dick.
Ah, Dick Warlocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The little kid from the first one. Tommy! Run across the street, Tommy!
I don't fucking know. I'm not so invested into these movies that I'm going to remember the names of my minor characters or anything.
You remember the name of every minor you come in contact with.
Hey, that's not right, Tommy. You're the one talking about the little girl you had there.
It's a skeleton, on you 4th fuck.
4th of July.
You know?
I've seen it. So yeah, what the fuck movie were you talking about? Halloween 4? Fucking Halloween sucks, 4. Right?
Yeah, it sucks.
Is this the one where Michael Myers is wearing like that rough and tough fucking guy mask in the car?
I don't know.
That's the fifth one then.
He's driving a fucking, it's not a semi, but it's at least a fucking, you know, he knows how to drive a stick and everything.
It at least has a spare tire. I understand.
That's a big truck.
Oh, that's a Ford F-150.
Yeah, he knows the fucking roads and everything.
He does.
You know, it's fucking stupid. It's a stupid movie.
Why? He's an excellent driver. No, we've learned this in every movie that he's been in, that he is an excellent driver.
I mean, I know you're a fan of these fucking franchise horror shit, but I don't dig it, Tom. It's not for me.
The character, as we say, the character, it's a good base, but however, the movie sometimes not so good. Yeah. Most of the Leprechaun movies are pretty good, though.
Yeah, you like those too, the franchises, you know.
Except Oranges.
You know, the Puppet Masters, the Toxic Avengers, all that shit.
Definitely not a Puppet Master fan.
The Freddies.
Oh, shit. Love Part 2. Fucking love it. The
Warlocks.
No, I don't think I've ever seen that. I was thinking of Waxworks, but no, I don't think I've seen Warlock.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that after we're done with Hellraiser.
Now let's watch a series of boy witch movies. Oh, shit. So, last month, Vinegar Syndrome, you know, the fine, reputable folks over at Vinegar Syndrome?
The guys that put out a lot of porn.
Yeah, a lot of old porno.
Yeah.
They had what was they were dubbing, oh, this is a partners only month. Or we're taking everything off our website. We're just going to feature fucking releases from our partners. So I said, okay, it is June.
From their game lovers? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it was June, so.
Oh, okay, yes,
what,
yes.
That's what they were doing.
I get it.
So I got one called Mail Order Murder, M-A-L-E. No, it wasn't.
Again, in keeping with June.
Yes. Thank you for being slow on this. So it was mail order, like I'm sending away.
It's calling me slow.
Fucking got him. You win this round, you son of a bitch. So, yeah, this have you ever heard of Wave Productions?
No.
And neither has anybody else ever.
Except but their partners. With our good friends of Vinegar Syndrome.
Yeah. So, Wave Productions, Wave Entertainment, whatever the fuck it is, Wave Goodbye, because it's on eBay as we speak. I thought it was going to be like, oh, these people just make like custom movies on their, you know, video, the real shitty, what am I thinking of? Just camcorder.
Handheld. Yeah, camcorder. Yeah.
And I thought it was just people send them ideas, they pay them, and they make these little shitty movies for them. But I guess it was, is like dudes are fucking like, oh, yeah, make it where you choke this bitch. And she's wearing this. You put more strength in it. So it's just like weird fetish videos for fucking dudes to whack off to.
So it is like the porn industry.
A lot more below it. This was like, see, I was about to say this was like some of the worst shit I've ever seen. First of all, the documentary sucked. It didn't have a story or anything. You know, this was just a documentary with, all right, here's some information about Wave Productions and people talking about it. Not like, okay, we're going to tell this story and flow how it started and what everybody's doing and shit. I listened to the commentary track. It was like, oh, yeah, everybody else was going and doing this other stuff. They all started their production company. It should have been in the movie. That's how you end your movie, even if it's cards at the end. So-and-so is doing this now. Like, there was no fucking story. It fucking really wasn't even that interesting. I'm guessing big fat weirdos are sending away however much a movie cost, however you want to choke a lady.
So what drew you to this film, Tom?
It wasn't sold as a documentary about that. It was sold as a documentary about these people who make these mail order fucking horror movies. I was like, oh yeah, I like documentaries about making movies. Not all of them. The dude.
Hey, did you sell that make your own damn movie set from Lloyd Kaufman?
I did. Yet? You need it?
No. I'm never going to make a movie.
There definitely has some good information in it. If you just go through and watch everything and take it with a grain of salt.
I was always curious about it. If it was worth the shit, if it was like legit, like you'd get some tips and shit from that or not.
Yeah, but a lot of it is their documentaries and shit, like the ones I was talking about, where they have those documentaries about making those couple movies like Citizen Toxie and Poltergeist and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a fucking crash course in fucking making a movie right there. But there it's a lot of it, I would say the majority of it, now that I'm remembering it, is just compiled of like special features and documentaries from other discs. Not saying it's not helpful and there's not good information on there, but it's a little bit of a swindle if you're already a Troma fan. You know, you're just getting the same shit you already have, but it's in one set, I guess.
Well, you're a Robert Rodriguez fan. What about like his like he throws an extra feature in all his things about movie making?
He does. I learned stuff from there as well.
And what about the Rob Zombies? Because he does, I don't know, like a Who? Fucking longer documentary thing on the making of the movie in every one of those things that he does. Maybe. I don't know. I don't watch any of his extra features or anything.
Yeah, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, it sucks. The guy who made it, he's in the documentary, and he looks like he's transitioning into a grandma. Weird. He's on the commentary, and he's like very... And then the other guy, you know, he's just talking, trying to get people into it, trying to get this old lady into it. And it's just very, very who gives a fuck. Maybe if you're one of the fucking 17 people regionally who know about Wave Productions, you might get a kick out of this documentary. But their big thing was like, oh, yeah, we'd go to Chiller Theater every year and sell our goods.
Oh, so they're from New Jersey?
I guess somewhere around there. I forgot about it. It's just not good. Some would say it sucks. Mainly me and everybody else who watches it, I would assume. But it's not good. And then it had... Like, they're really what I think J.R. Bookwalter was their big get, like their big name to talk about these people. And I mean, I like fucking Skinned Alive and Dead Next Door and shit, but it wasn't, don't get it. Then there was one I got called Treasure of the Ninja and a couple other movies by whoever this fuck was. So this is either a joke that they found like old Super 8 footage, but and then dubbed it over. I don't think it is because a lot of it like looks old and shit. It's just the whole joke is it looks really bad and it's all shitty dubbing, just all shitty dubbing like this. So you're just looking at fucking garbage footage with fucking, you know, a voiceover that just sucks. But it's probably something that's how it is. That's how they finished it. Congrats for getting your movie made. But these people putting it out, it's just like, hey, let's laugh at these people. I don't know. I couldn't finish it. It was probably the worst movie I've ever fucking seen. And I used the term movie very loosely. Like, it just looked really bad. The whole gimmick is, oh, isn't it silly how bad the fucking voiceover is?
Well, it's not nice to laugh at people that are chasing their dreams. So shame on you, Vinegar Syndrome.
And it has a commentary on it too, but I really don't give a fuck to learn anything. That also is on eBay.
So you're going to listen to it tomorrow before you ship it off?
No, I'm definitely good. Like, this was fucking real, real fucking bad. Like, that was the whole thing, is this just looks terrible as a shitty fucking, it's not like there was any, like, oh, look at that monster, oh, look at those shitty effects, nothing. It was, I mean, if you're nostalgic for, like, the early 90s, and you want to remember what stuff looked like in the early 90s, then maybe this is for you.
Maybe.
I mean, fucking $25 plus shipping. I got my anals fucked, son.
Oh, you had it to burn.
No. Hopefully I get done with here and the curse is passed on and I have a completed eBay transaction.
Well, Tom, I watched 48 Meters Down.
With Mandy Moe?
Is that who it is? Yeah. It's
one of them.
Yeah. Mandy Moe and a buddy, they take a trip to Mexico because she's getting over her boyfriend breaking up with her. And she wants to impress him by doing something adventurous.
So she takes it in the ass.
Yeah. Well, that's why he left her, I guess. I don't know. They go and meet some Mexican dudes and they say, hey, we're going to go swim with the sharks. Y'all want to come? Okay. Let's go and do this. That sounds fun. And they get in the cage and the fucking chain snaps right off the bat. And they're fucking 48 meters down now.
I thought it was 47.
And I didn't know, you know, it's like, hey, this guy has like a really shitty chain on his shitty boat with the fucking rusted out cage. But he's got the fucking diving gear with headsets that you can fucking talk to each other and has the fucking digital relays that'll tell you exactly how much air you got left. So I guess that's where he spent all his money. Matthew Modine is the ship's captain instead of a Mexican dude. I don't know if he's hiding from the fucking pedophile police or what, but he's down in Mexico right now. And they're trapped down there, and there's a shark or a couple of sharks around. And
well, when you say they're trapped down there, what do you mean?
It's a trap. You know, it's the trap house.
So when you say it's a trap house, you mean it's really an apartment?
Yes. And the whole shark, that's a trap too. You know? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. They try to walk on the ocean floor and there's a fucking chasm or some shit. And do they get out at the end? Who fucking cares?
You'll never know. Is it oxygen deprivation? Is she already dead? Did it never happen? Maybe she had sunstroke and never left the boat.
Right. Yeah. Because at the end, like, she gets saved, but then she's at the bottom of the ocean again. Dreaming, or who knows? Who knows?
And don't they get her up on the boat and then the shark just goes bah, bah, and like fucking attacks the whole boat?
Isn't yeah, I don't know. One of the endings jump like that. I meant to look that up. Can sharks jump out of the water? Because I've seen that in more than a few movies lately. But so I'm guessing it's true, you know, probably can.
So you also watched The Shallows,
right? We'll get to that.
Well, I mean, let's get to it now, because that shark jumping that out of water like it's a fucking dolphin.
That's a jumping motherfucker right there. He's like those fucking, when you got those swordfish or whatever on a hook, that motherfucker can jump, you know. Great whites can jump, apparently.
This Will White's a great show
about a girl that goes to Mexico to go surfing in the place that her mom went surfing. And she went with a buddy, but her buddy got hungover and couldn't go to this island that nobody knows what it's called. And hardly anybody knows what it is, but fuck it. She goes out there. She goes surfing. There's two other dudes out there surfing. They go in. She says, "Nah, I'm just going to catch one last wave." She keeps going out, and then there's like a dead whale, like just floating there. And I never thought about this shit. Hey, what happens to whales when they fucking die? They just float and get eaten by whatever is around them. You know, that's fucking this movie, man. It's pretty good. So she goes to the whale, but there's a shark there munching out. And this shark, fucking, she doesn't like blondes, this shark. So she's like going to fuck with this girl, fucks up her surfboard. She hits the reefs at the bottom, screws up her legs, and has to hide on a shallow, a little fucking, I don't know, a little island. I guess you could call it an island, but it's only like...
Boy, mate, she has to hide on a whale's hide.
And she gets there in the whale's hide for a bit, too. But, yeah, she's on a little atoll island or something that's about as big as a table, and there's a pigeon hanging out with her, too. Not a pigeon, a seagull.
One of them water birds.
Yeah. One of them that eat the bread you throws. And yeah, the shark just fucks with her the whole time, and she's trying to figure out, like, hey, can I swim over here? Can I swim over there? And she does. She swims to a buoy eventually, and the shark is just pissed and just beats the shit out of that buoy and, like, fucking jumps on top of it and, like, fucking pile drives it into the ocean, and she shoots it with some flares and catches fire. How I don't realize how there was gasoline or oil in the water, but she got that fucking thing on fire. But that wasn't enough, because you know what? There's water all around. All that shark had to do was dive, and the fire was out. But fuck it, she outswims it and tricks it into impaling itself at the end, and then some Mexican finds her on the beach and saves her life.
They forgot. Hey, no, don't come over here. There's a shark. What, 2 feet of water?
Mm-hmm.
The shallows, bum, 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 go sharking near you.
I liked it. It was a decent flick.
Yeah, just it was all right.
After watching it right after 48 meters down, it's like, holy shit, this is art. this deserves some awards.
I remember it being not bad, but that shark is way too much like Predator.
Yeah, it's like that shark's Charles Bronson of the sea, man. It's going to fuck you up no matter what.
Hey, you fuck.
Yeah. You like the ocean, do you? Good. Because you're going to meet it.
You believe in Poseidon? No? Oh, all right, then.
I guess I can go.
You showed me.
You like watermelons?
Joe, come on.
There are watermelons in the sea, Tom.
Joe.
There are.
Joe, come on.
No, I would recommend this movie. It's like a one-watch thing, but it's decent. It's a good flick. It's a survival flick, I guess, or a nature attacks or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
It's a shark movie.
She gets beat up by the ocean floor, and there's some stupid shit with jellyfish in there too.
Yeah. She has to piss all over herself.
Yeah.
You whacked off to that part, I'm sure.
I did.
Oh, cover your toes and
tinkle. And this is another girl whose name I've heard, like Mandy Moore, but don't really know shit about her. Blake Lively. So first of all, she's got a boy's name. is she a musician or something? Was Mandy Moore a musician?
What is talent, Joe?
Mike, Mick, help us out. Are these two girls musicians?
Are these two girls?
Yeah. Well, Mandy, that's a boy's name. Blake, that's a boy's name.
Oh, I don't know if Mandy's a boy's name.
It is when a girl has it. If there's a guy that has the name Mandy, hey, that's a girl's name. know.
Well, I mean, it's not for you to fucking put these kind of titles on people, Joe.
Mandy Moore, he says, yes, she's a musician or a singer, a cleaner. But Blake Lively is married to Deadpool.
Rob Liefeld. Good for him, I guess.
What'd you watch, Tom?
Yeah, I don't know, doubt. Murphy's Law. Hey, that's my car. That's it's about that little hermaphroditic boy who steals Charles Bronson's car.
Is that crashes. Richard Pryor's daughter?
Richard Pryor's daughter?
Yeah. This is Madeline Pryor in the movie, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, Joe. I watched this one 2 weeks ago and forgot to talk about it last week.
Okay. So tell us all about it, Tom.
I remember liking it. I thought it was pretty funny. The little boy that Charles Bronson teams up with says some of the most ridiculous shit ever. It's like, you booger sniffing fucking pee pee liquor. Like, shit on the fucking level of that. It's pretty bad, but I laughed.
Yeah, I saw it in like 80 something, rented it from the fucking supermarket because they had a small section of VHSs. So you just rented whatever the fuck was there. But I remember thinking, hey, this is not great, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it when I watched it. I remember that. But it's just a stupid Charles Bronson gets framed for murder for somebody he put away. They get out and it, oh, plot twist, it's a woman. Dun, 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 dun. But not just any woman, a woman with a crossbow. I mean, like, with Linda Blair and Savage Street? No! This is different.
So he's on the run from the cops?
Yeah, he is.
So and he's like tired of being good. Why even bother, he says, right?
No, he's got to get down to it so he doesn't go to get fucked in the ass prison, Joe.
Ah, that's, yeah.
Because he's a cop. You know what they do to cops in prison?
Fuck them in the ass?
They fuck them in the fuck.
And then kill them. Don't they do that to just about everybody, though?
In prison? I mean, they had one look at fucking Robert Zadar. His pants fell down, and then they said, oh, no. So they just started cutting them with razors and shit. Oh, no, you're one ugly dame. So they started slicing him with razors.
Blue lives don't matter.
Hey.
In the stir.
Whoa. Shh. Take that back and apologize, if you will. I'll wait.
No. No.
All right, Dean.
So that's all you got to say about this movie, or what?
Yeah, I would highly recommend watching it. And if you have watched it, watch it again. It was
just another one of your Vinegar Syndrome purchases?
No, this was from 88 Films.
Never.
Because they were from across the pond, mate. I picked up a couple of...
Did the movie have subtitles in?
Yes. It said shit like, pause for tea. And shit like that. No, it didn't have subtitles. They speak English.
If they use a flashlight, they say, oh, you know, the torch pops up at the bottom.
I'll tell you this. These motherfuckers are putting out, like, every fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
They sound out. Like all right fellows to them. And then, mates.
Some would call them cigarettes, but that's just some. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I found this place that actually gets those, so you don't have to wait fucking 3 months for you to get your order.
The local comic book store?
Yeah. I said, hey, can you fucking order me fucking Legionnaire from across the pond on Blu-ray, please? No, it's some new boutique DVD store that popped up. Not nowhere around me, but... There's only like three. There's Diabolic, fucking Grindhouse, and I guess this one now, Orbit. So we'll see next month if I have any of these bloke mate Blu-rays to talk about. Probably not, but we'll see. There's one with Juan Claude and Natasha Henstridge. I think that one might be funny because can't get any more 90s than that fucking bullshit right there.
What the fuck's that one called? She's like
Maximum Impact, Maximum Exposure, Maximum Risk. I think it's Maximum Risk.
She like lives fucking in the desert or some shit. I don't remember. He rides a motorcycle on it.
Oh shit. See, yeah. I kick off dust and shit.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck. Probably wearing sunglasses too, right?
Oh yeah.
Damn, it's so cool.
He's got gel in his hair.
Which color?
Greasy.
Oh. We could have said, well, one of the neon ones. Mm. Purple, green, yellow, doesn't matter. As long as it's neon, put it in your hair, you fuck.
Hey, speaking of which, you said you were going to go visit your friends at your local comic book store. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you empty your box out?
I did. And then I bought my comics. Oh, shit. Yeah, I got a Man-Thing book, and I don't know why they're not just, you know, sticking to scary swamp stories.
How long's it been since you've read the old Man-Thing shit?
Before you did.
Okay, because they're
I remember
scary swamp stories. They're like,
no, they are.
They're like fucking metaphysical shit with wizards and a fucking nexus of the swamp, and they're not very good. Man-Thing was never very good. The only shit that saved that was some of the artists that came in, like fucking Michael Ploog and Val Merrick or whatever the fuck his name is. But the stories were pretty fucking garbage, man.
There's some good stuff.
So, I mean, to say like, hey, they need to go back to the old way, it sounds like they're doing exactly that. I mean, but nothing's as worse as that fucking R.L. Stine.
That was one of the worst comics I've ever read. But this isn't as bad as that for sure.
I have that priced at $2 in my box, the graphic novel, and I still yet to sell that shit. And part of that is because I can't, you know, some people, hey, is this any good? And I, was, I can't do that to people, you know? It's
well, like, I mean, if you're an R.L. Stine fan, you gotta check it out.
Well, and if you are an R.L. Stine fan, you're
an asshole
good already.
I mean, some not poison ivy lady like rips the skin off of Man-Thing and then plants his skeleton in the past. And then these pod plants start fucking growing and bursting open in the present. And it releases pheromones. If you're scared of it, you burn. So.
I think when they relaunched the book, like its second incarnation, that's when it was like a little darker, more scary stories. It wasn't like just like the wizards and stuff like that. You're right now that I think about that. And then he had a run in Marvel Comics Presents, but that was a pain in the ass because you had like four other bullshit stories that you would buy this one fucking comic for. Yeah. I don't know if that has been collected, but that story was pretty good too. I don't fucking know.
Mm. Yeah, it's just goofy shit like Captain America, Spider-Man, and Colossus's sister Magic. They all travel to the Nexus of Reality just to rap to old Ted, see what's going on and how they can fix things. It sucks. It doesn't just suck. It sucks a dick, Joe.
And that was a highlight of what you purchased.
Yeah, because I was just like, oh, shit, I didn't know new Man-Thing came out. Dope. However, a new Beast of Burden miniseries did come out.
Oh, shit. And, okay. Those are good.
Maybe. 3 of 4 came out. I haven't got 4 yet, so I'm going to wait until that one shows up, and then I'll read them all, and I will let you know.
I stopped as well, because as I've been reading these Reginald Holdeen Black Panthers, I realized I didn't have the next one. And as bad as they fucking are, that, you know, I'm selling all the ones he wrote except for the first one. with the Romita art. I had to see where it went, and they had it at the store that's on the way to the house. It's the Civil War trade paperback. Remember that? You got to choose a side, Tom. You got to choose.
Oh, I have.
So I picked that up and a couple of other things, and yeah, they're still in business. Good for them.
Fucking pricks.
But their gaming area was sealed off, which I'm like, good. Fuck nerds. Stay home, you fucks. Y'all are the ones that are spreading all this disease, you know, with your fucking bad hygiene and fucking obesity and all that.
You're the reason there's coronavirus, you big fat fuck.
Hey, you said it, not me, but I agree. I agree with this diagnosis.
Oh, shit. Nothing will make you laugh more than a big fat Asian. Just, how did that happen?
Rolling the dice.
Oh, pig fuck city. You ever see, yeah, of course you have, Joe. I think you have a parody t-shirt of it, Vice Squad.
Yes.
Movie's it's fucking not
a, it's not a parody shirt. That's just a fucking I love Ramrod shirt.
Well, you do, but that's besides the point.
That's a fucking great movie.
Yeah, I finally know who Wings Hauser is. You brought this motherfucker up a lot, and every time I ask, who is this guy? You don't say anything.
Well, now that you know, you can never forget, because that's the pinnacle of the shit he's done. He's done some other great, outrageous shit, but his role as Ramrod was just fucking badass.
Well, tell us a little bit about Mr. Rod.
Oh, he's a... He wears those fucking country western shirts that they used to wear back then with the lines around the pockets and shit and the pearl fucking buttons. And he just likes to fucking make sure his bitches stay in line and that they're earning for him. But the cool thing about him is he's got a sensitive side too, you know? The bitch is like kind of scared of him. He knows how to talk her down and how to get her to trust him. And how to open that fucking door. He's not afraid of the police. He's the fucking epitome of a man.
He's a white pimp who dresses like Randy Travis.
This is before Randy Travis. Randy Travis stole his bit.
And look where that got him.
Fuck him. He's no Ramrod.
He's no Macho Man either, but still.
He's digging up bones. He's fucking... that's the only song I can remember.
What about Be a Man, Hogan?
He wrote that one, huh? Yeah, so this is your first time watching this movie.
I like it starts out with, this is a fucking... this is real shit, you son of a bitch.
Fuck yeah.
People on the streets told us about it.
People on the street.
Now we're telling you, you fuck. So listen up. And yeah, again, this week has been fucking like 8 weeks ago. So
I remember seeing it come out, and Shout I was going to order it. And I forgot all about it.
It's actually really, Scream Factory.
It had a really shitty cover with those pastels and everything that they're using on everything.
It's Scream Factory.
This is one of the DVDs that I had seen at Best Buy and was going to buy. This one and Hardcore were the two that I regret not buying from Best Buy. And I'll only buy the Scream Factory or whatever if I find it fucking used or whatever. I'm not paying
it as the slip cover.
Yeah, fuck all that. If it's in your fucking for sale box, I'll take it.
No, I'm not going to sell this one.
I wouldn't either. It's fucking great. But continue with your analysis of this film.
So it's just a Ramrod ends up killing one of his workers, and the cops get another
worker to kind of set Ramrod up so they could pin this murder on him.
That bitch.
But these are some of the dumbest fucking cops ever.
Like, hey, you like my hair?
They play them like bumbling fucking idiots, and like Ramrod escapes them twice. Once fucking they have him, they're about to cuff him, but he jumps out a fucking window like the seventh story. I think they said it was the fifth. Jumps out the fifth story window, and then he's running across the fucking rooftops like the Tick. And then they fucking catch him, get him in a cop car. For some reason, this cop car doesn't have the partition between the front and the back of the fucking car. And one of the cops is in the back seat with Mr. Rod. So Mr. Rod just kicks the cop in the face, fucking then kicks the other cop who's driving in the face. The car flips, and then he just runs fucking away with his hands behind his back. Like, you'll never get me, pot of gold. Just running away like a fucking idiot. And now they're just trying to find Ramrod before Ramrod finds the whore, set him up. And it's fucking nuts. It's a nutty fucking movie. Yeah, I would suggest.
Fuck yeah, highest recommendation from me.
A little the violence towards women is a little extreme in it.
That's so great. Definitely watch this before you watch The Shallows.
Check it out, but just be aware. Bitches get cut and shit, dog.
Shit's real. Shit's
slapped real. Around. And fucking old Sugar Pimp rerun gets his testicles bitten off by Ramrod. So there's that. They said he was hungry.
What else you got?
You ever heard of a movie called Death Force?
No.
What the fuck was this about?
Is this a Jackie Chan movie?
No, pretty much a Black Samurai. It was whatever.
Jim Kelly?
No, not that one. Some other guy you never heard of before and never hear of again. It was very whatever. So, fuck it. If you're a blaxploitation fan, it was okay. But, you know, you're seeing, you're hearing this. Very forgettable. It's a very forgettable movie. But that's okay. Because also on that disc, it was what was billed as a drive-in double feature. The second of which being Vampire Hookers, which has a very, very good song. Vampire Hookers!
John Carradine, right?
He is.
Okay.
John Carradine is in it, and it also co-stars the Powerpuff Girls, three vampires for some reason who wear the colors of the Powerpuff Girls.
McCracken or whatever his name was influenced heavily by Vampire Hookers.
Mm-hmm. But McCracken.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, is whatever. You know, this was another one I picked up in Vinegar Syndrome sale. And like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes into watching this, I was like, why the fuck did I even fall for this shit, dude? You already know fucking Dusk Till Dawn and Bordello of Blood's going to be way better than this fucking movie.
Yeah, why didn't you watch it on YouTube? You know?
I fell for the name. I was like, oh, this could be funny. It's like, no, dude, they already... Nothing's going to beat those two movies, especially not this old shit from the 70s. But it had a couple funny parts in it. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. Maybe it was a little more entertaining than Black Samurai or Death Force, whatever the fuck it was. But when it sells out, it's probably going to go on the old eBay. The song was funny, though. Vampire Hookers. I was doing a little dancing and shit.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a guy that catches a groove pretty easily and just can't stop dancing.
Hey, in this world, sometimes you have to, Joe.
True that.
What else I got? What else do I got? Oh, shit. I also watched the $6,000 radio edit, also known as Super Soul Brother. Have you heard of this one?
No.
Have you heard of a gentle fellow named Wildman Steve?
No.
Okay, well, Wildman Steve is like a bootleg Rudy Ray Moore. Not really, I guess. Wildman Steve is some guy, and he plays a guy named Wildman Steve in this movie. Wildman Steve's a wino who a couple gangsters pick up and say, oh, we got this Captain America serum. We're going to shoot him full of it. And then he's going to steal a safe full of diamonds and shit. And then we're going to shoot him in the fucking head and be done with it. Only super soldier serum. So he deflects the bullets. And they say, oh, fuck, we can't kill him now. But that's okay. In 7 days, he'll be dead anyways. But they find a cure. And now he'll go on to fight another day. It is fucking awesome. Boy, does it suck. But it is fucking awesome. I highly suggest everybody out there, including yourself, Joe, to look up the $6,000 radio edit, also known as Super Soul Brother. It is fucking great. And that is one I am definitely happy that I purchased from those no good scoundrels.
I'll be seeing those no good scoundrels in 2 weeks, so I'm sure I'll pick up a couple of things from their table.
If they have that one, which I doubt, it's probably sold out or close to it, definitely get it.
Okay.
Do not get fucking Mail Order Murder and definitely Treasure of the Ninja, which is the worst shit I've ever attempted to watch fucking ever.
I don't think I would have picked those.
You might have. Treasure of the Ninja has a black karate guy on it.
Okay, I might have picked it up.
See?
Yeah.
You fuck. Yeah. What else we got? What else we got? Oh, you know, Joe. Joe went to go get another beer because he's a fucking alcoholic. But that's okay. You know, I've been just hanging out with the Tromos. You know, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, fuck.
Every week, just taking some time to hang out with the Tromos. You ever hear of Beware Children at Play, Joe? Have you? Hmm? No, you haven't?
Mm-mm. Tell us all about it, though.
No. Nah, I'd rather you tell me all about it.
This is just like, fuck. I mean, where to start with this one? It is just so fucking low budget. It just looks like shit. I don't think this is one of the ones that Troma made in-house. I think this is one of the ones that they just kind of bought from somebody else and just threw it out there. And, you know, but it's one of those thick discs that has a bunch of extras on it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Joe's over here talking about thick discs. So this was one of the first images I remember from the video store going as a wee lad. They had the VHSs, and then they had posters for some reason. I didn't know what Troma was or anything like this. I definitely didn't fucking rent the thing because I thought it was a scary horror movie. I was like 5 or some shit. I kept renting Munchie every fucking time. You remember him?
Yes.
Flying on the pizzas and shit. But yeah, I very vividly remember that yellow sign with the fucking thing, and then I was like, oh shit, Beware Children at Play. Oh,
I could see young Tom fucking heating up a Totino's and then trying to fucking fly on it. Yeah. Oh, Munchie.
Oh, my feet hurt. It's hot. Oh, shit. But the movie's about a town that all their children are fucking getting swept away into the woods. And it turns out a child has been living in the woods for 10 years and he's just brainwashing children to think they're part of a cult. And the only reason to watch this movie is for the last 5 minutes where they just massacre a bunch of fucking children. So if you ever wanted to see like low budget slasher and gunshot effects just performed on like 20 children, watch the last 5 minutes of Beware Children at Play. It's pretty fucking great. The acting from the kids, top notch. Couldn't have fucking asked for better. I'll look and see if the last 5 minutes is on fucking YouTube, and then I'll post it to the page because it really is worth everybody going out and watching.
Hey, you just post it on YouTube. Fuck it.
Nah. I think you got to go to Tromo now. I'm not sure, though. I have the disc like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you had to have seen Redneck Zombies.
Yeah, I saw that a long time back. I would always confuse that one with They Don't Cut the Grass Anymore. And I hardly remember either one of those, though I rented both.
So Redneck Zombies is... A nuclear waste barrel falls off the back of an army truck.
And hits the guy and makes him blind?
No.
Okay.
Hillbillies find it and make moonshine in it. And then they hand out the moonshine and they turn into zombies. I really like this one, but age just hasn't been kind to it just because it looks so bad. Like, with all the what we're doing right now looks so much fucking better. When you have just, you know, free video content, and it's not a movie or anything like that, quality wise, but it really hurts it that it looks and sounds like shit. Sure, there's a charm to that, but, I would like to see what it looks like cleaned up if they can or whatever. I think if they did that and gave it a new transfer, it'd be actually be like seeing the movie for the first time again, because it looks really rough. I mean, I still liked it. It was fun, but a lot of it, and they have like these real shitty video effects in it. That's one I'd really like to see redone, because it's a popular title for sure, but fuck. That's what Troma's fucking, that's what they did when DVDs were coming out. They didn't remaster shit. They just ripped the VHS and throw it on the fucking DVD.
So you got a lot of people's money that way.
Yeah, but they weren't the only one, so there's that too.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking pricks. So yeah. Those were two. I would recommend the last 5 minutes of Beware Children at Play. And if you haven't seen Redneck Zombies, watch it, because it's pretty good. And if you have seen it, I think you can understand what I'm talking about, G. So, I don't know about you, Joe, but over here, one hell of a summer.
Woo! It does, and it's been hell of a summer, hotter than hell, making me want to drink some beer and stay hydrated and cool and everything. And Tom's drinking his water. He's got to be up early.
I know, I'm just so tired.
Hellraiser Bloodline. This is the fourth installment of the Hellraiser saga, I guess. I don't know. This one says, hey, fuck it. You know, let's just like tell the origin story of the puzzle box. So, of course, we start out in space in the future. And there's this guy that's controlling a robot, the Terminator. And the Terminator's doing his old Rubik's Cube thing. And then some other guys bust in and say, hey, you're under arrest, you fuck. You know, what are you doing here? Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you my story. So we.
I don't want to hear it. That's what they should have done. So I would have to sit through the fucking garbage.
Then we head back to France, old Francais. We learn about the toy maker. This is the guy that made the puzzle box for a guy named La Marchand that likes to, I don't know, call hookers over, like fucking sacrifice them to whatever to do his spells. But now he's got this puzzle box that the toy maker made, and he can fucking summon demons or some shit. And, well, what happens with that? The fucking prostitute gets turned into a demon or something? I don't know. I don't really understand what happened there. But hey, fuck it. The guy's assistant kills him, and he's got the demon. So now he's immortal as long as she's there with him. So they kill the toy maker or some shit. Flash forward to the future, which kind of takes place right after the fucking last one, where they threw the box in the fucking thing, the fucking cornerstone. And this guy makes the building, and he's a descendant of the toy maker. And he's made this building that's kind of like a puzzle box. It's like a big fucking puzzle box. The chick goes over there, the chick demon, because she needs to learn how to fucking use the puzzle box as a gateway or a weapon or some shit. But fucking Pinhead shows up, and then the movie derails because fuck Pinhead. It's really good up to this point. And then you got stupid shit that I just fucking didn't like, you know, like a fucking dog that only one piece of him can move at a time. You got some fucking dumb twin security guards that get turned into a Cenobite that's in like one fucking suit and a curly cue between them. You got a kid with a bowl cut haircut. Man, don't do this shit to your kids. If you fucking had a bowl cut haircut when you were a kid, you're probably a big fucking asshole right now. You're probably, I don't know. That's the funniest shit in the movie, is this ugly kid with this fucking uglier haircut. I don't know. We're in space again, and Pinhead like was summoned by the robot Terminator, and the guy uses the sun to kill Pinhead. I still say, as dumb as this movie is, and it's got a lot of dumb shit, it starts out really, really fucking strong. First 30 minutes are great, and then it goes to hell. Get it? But just that first 30 minutes is better than the previous three movies.
No, it's not.
I dig it. I don't give a fuck.
Did that first 30 minutes have the fucking idiot with the CDs in his head?
No, that's just goofy shit that's fun.
That's the best thing in Hellraiser.
Beginning, this is trying to actually fucking tell a story. But then they had to bring in Pinhead because fucking stupid fans, if Pinhead's not in there, they're going to fucking throw a fit. Just like they did with Halloween 3. So they said, well, let's fucking throw this asshole back in there for the fans. And it derails the whole fucking movie. It would have been much better had they just tried to establish something new. Stick with that. You know, it's because like, what, is Pinhead the only fucking guy in that fucking hell dimension? Now you got other people there. There's other people to focus on. They should have just stuck with this Angelique chick and fucking did something different, and then did another movie with something different. Something different. Fuck Pinhead.
Fuck this movie. It was a whole lot of who gives a fuck.
I do. I mean, I know you won't like it because it's good, because it's trying to tell a story. It's not all fucking fart jokes and shit.
I mean, just because a guy in space is literally telling a story, that doesn't mean the movie has something to say, Joe.
It does.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, this was painful for me to fucking get through. And I was just, it slogged the fuck on. I hated it. I fucking hated it the first time I watched it. I fucking hate it this time.
I liked it the first time I watched it, and I appreciate it even more.
And they killed the dog. Fuck them.
They blew his ass up. I don't. I don't know how they fucking killed it. You can't kill these. But, you know, fuck it. You know, the dog, this is what happened to Chatterer from the other movies. He became a dog.
And you got the fucking stupid hardware robot at the beginning. This, fuck this shit. And it goes back in time. No. No, no. Leprechaun in space all the way.
I'm sticking with this one.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. But this one does try to throw those fucking one-liners in. And they're very forgettable. And they're really out of place in this... I wouldn't call it a movie. I'd call this a film.
A film, eh?
Yeah. All about fucking... that bloodline. What is next, though? Because I found the next three, next two, I don't know, I found two DVDs, Inferno and then something else. Inferno. How the fuck you do this? And then Hellseeker.
Oh, Hellseeker.
Well, I don't know which one is next.
Oh, well, Joe, you got lucky. Inferno is next. This I don't remember anything about, but I think it has something to do with fire, I would assume.
Yeah, I think I remember liking this one.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
So, Tom, I'm sorry I fucking picked this, but it's your fault because you picked it, you fucking idiot. And
we got Warlock coming up, and there's four of those.
Yeah. You ready to swing into another what the fuck ever
issue? Issue 70. So, yeah, last time Spider-Man said, fuck it, I don't give a shit anymore, I'm being bad if they want me to be bad. But he's not really being bad. The cops are chasing him. He's got that tablet on his back. And the Kingpin got arrested, but fuck it. He breaks out because he's the Kingpin. Him and Spider-Man's getting a fight. J. Jonah Jerklin and Ned Leeds show up. The students, we divert. The students are getting that building turned into affordable student housing. Like anybody gave a fuck about that.
Go live in a school gym, black people. Well, that's fucked up. Why are you writing shit like this, Stan Lee?
Fucking weird subplot that nobody gave a shit about. What's her name? Gwen Stacy at one point tells Peter Parker, hey, why are you being such a coward and running away whenever danger rears its head? And yeah. That's pretty much it. He fights the Kingpin. Kingpin gets away. His wife comes and picks him up. Say, hey, we got to go home. You know, stop fighting in the streets. And that's it. But Romita's art fucking gotten better and better with each issue. The art in this one is just fucking great. I can see why he... is known as like one of the premier Spider-Man artists, man. His shit's really good in this issue.
Really good.
And it's a lot of fucking like dark shit. So Jim Mooney, I guess, needs his due too because he colored in all that shit. But it's good. I really liked it.
I'm glad, Joe.
The art, not the story.
I don't know. We'll see what happens to J. Jonah Jerklin.
Oh, that's right.
He was acting like a fucking entitled white prick and just yelling at fucking everybody. Ah, the soup's cold. Ah, you're not driving the taxi fast enough. Ah, Spider-Man's a menace. And then his fucking heart exploded in his chest, and now he's in the hospital.
Spider-Man's, you know, holding him up and about to work him over, and then fucking Jerklin passes out like a bitch. So, yeah, we'll see. And his heart's not beating. We'll see. This may be the last we see of him.
Maybe if he had a heart and he was out there fucking protesting by the school gym to get affordable housing for Puerto Ricans,
This would never fucking happen. But no, the poor Polacks, fresh off the boat now, just have to sleep into the dirt instead of just crammed in a high school gym.
We'll see. In the next month.
I hate this storyline. I hate it.
We're promised a surprise supervillain next week. So we'll see. We'll see what that's all about.
Why does he want to move all these people into a high school gym, Joe?
Hey, Stan Lee, he's fucked up, dude. Fucked up individual. He'll get what's coming to him, though.
I don't know. I just fucking... All this shit has just been such fucking garbage. I mean, they're trying to say things, you know. Oh, but it's 1969. We can't ruffle feathers, so a metaphor is going to be a high school gym. Sucks. I fucking hate it.
Kind of makes you want to go to war, huh?
I was just like, oh, I don't really like war movies, so this is going to be a fucking 27 movies written down later. Oh, showed me, fuck.
Yeah, sure fucking did.
So this is our top 10 war movies. Movies about the wartime. Or stuff as a soldier in it, maybe. Maybe. Hey, it has a tank. This movie has a tank. That it's war. Fuck. Now you got some honorable mentions? No, Joe.
I do.
Fuck you. I got some honorable mentions. How about that?
Let's hear them then, you fuck.
First one, Race War, the remake. Classic. It would be number one, but my number one's so good it bumped it all the way to an honorable mention. And then I have Sergeant Stubby, American Hero, a great animated film about an American hero, Sergeant Stubby, a little dog. And then I have Captain America, Civil War, because it has war in the title. And then I have a movie about soldiers, Joe. But they're not just any soldiers. They're small soldiers. But last but not least, I have a war. A war against a bunch of fruits. But not just any fruits. These are killer tomatoes. And those are my honorable mentions.
My honorable mentions, I have Starship Troopers. They're at war with a bunch of bugs. Then I have Soldier. Kurt Russell's a soldier that's put out to pasture. Then I have The Man Who Killed Hitler. And then the Bigfoot.
And then the and then he killed the Bigfoot.
Then I have Dr. Strangelove. Then I have Rambo. You want a war? He'll give you a war you wouldn't believe.
You fuck.
And those are my honorable mentions.
So number 10?
First Blood, not Rambo.
Okay, because those are different movies.
Yes, First Blood.
So number 10. It's a war against two factions. They've been at war for centuries, Joe. We took a couple dives into it. This is a war against the vampires versus the lycans.
Chato's War.
You got it. Wolves versus Bloods. Number 10.
My number 10, I have The General. The old-timey silent flick from Buster Keaton where they steal his train, the Union force, no, the Rebel force, who fucking knows, one of those, and he has to go get his train back.
I have the great war movie House, about a house that's haunted. It's got a flashback to the Vietnam War. House, Sue, that you can get now for 50% off at Barnes & Noble, part of the Criterion sale.
That movie sucks.
Sure does.
At number 9, I have Hellboy, which starts off in World War II. And they find Hellboy in World War II.
Love that Neo Marshall joint. My radio edit. What are we on? 8? I thought that said iCarly War. I was like, what the fuck? Why you got that written down, pedophile boy?
That's all. You're letting it all slip this episode, man. Fuck.
I have Infinity War. The War of the Infinity. Mm-hmm. So it has war in the title.
At number 8, I have Das Boot, the German U-boat film.
Also known as The Boot.
Das.
Number 7, I have the American classic about war and about the men who lived it and some who didn't. The wartime classic, Tropic Thunder.
At number 7, I have the Italian film, Tom, Malena, about a young man that's obsessed with a beautiful woman in town. And eventually World War II, the fucking Germans, they came in and rolled over Italy. And, well, Italy is the one that rolled over. Malena, good movie. Really good movie.
My Lanta. My number 6 is a classic war movie. Some would say it's a movie about one man's war.
Chatos.
Some would say it's not even a war movie.
Trauma's war.
No. Rambo. The actual movie Rambo.
Okay.
He cuts motherfuckers in half with a gun that's attached to a car. It's awesome. Then those little kids get blown up. It's fucking great. Can't ask for that. That's the theme of this episode, death to children.
Or some shit you keep talking about, little girls. That's
little grills. Damn it, they're little grills.
Yes, yes. Code. I get it. Fuck.
You some bitch.
Number 6. I've got Full Metal Jacket. Vietnam. And Ellis Island. I think, whatever they call that fucking island where they train. It's not Ellis Island. I don't know.
Ellis Island. Ellis Island is the island full of very smelly white people. Oh, man. That was not the place to be if you were fucking prone to puking when you smelled foreign.
That's where the Statue of Liberty is? Yeah, I think so. Fuck it.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a symbol of the French. So I try not to, you know. When the Cloverfield monster attacked it, that was a good day for America. We showed you the French. Hopefully we'll have a better one next week, guys. Probably not, because it's just going to be another who gives a fuck issue with Spider-Man like all the other ones.
And Tom's probably going to watch more bullshit that he ordered from online sources.
Oh, yeah. What are we at? Number five, Joe.
Did you give a number six?
I think I did. It was Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
The story of Monica Rambeau, Captain Marvel's friend in the Air Force.
Okay, then at number five, I have Pan's Labyrinth. It takes place during the Spanish Civil War.
Well, my number five is a movie about war. Some would say it's a movie about one man's war. Some would say it's not even a movie about war.
Traumas.
But it has war in the title, so fuck you. And that's Punisher Warzone.
Number four, I have Kelly's Heroes, World War II heist flick. This movie's just fucking great.
My number four is about a war on the streets. A gang of punks have turned this pleasant town into a fucking war zone. And that is Death Wish 3. War. Now that I say it out loud, I fucked a pig on that one.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
At number three, I have Apocalypse Now. Great fucking war movie.
My number three is a movie about war. Some would say it's a movie about one man's war. Some would say
Trauma's
it's war. Not even a movie about war.
Right, like Trauma.
However, it has war in the title. Plural. And that's Godzilla. Final Wars. Sorry, I had to open a door.
And number two, shit. I have The Devil's Backbone, which takes place during the Spanish Civil War.
It does. It does, little Miglo. Or Panchi? What was his fucking name?
Santi.
There you go. Oh, Santi Claus. My number two is a movie about war. Some would say it's a movie about one man's war. Some would say it's not a movie about war at all, but a movie about training for war. So I figured that's good enough. And I went with Dog Soldiers. Don't worry, my number one's really good.
At number one, I have Excalibur, the greatest war movie ever made. That's why it's at number one. Medieval War.
Medea's War. I'll be sure to check it out. I'm sure it's hilarious. So my number one is a movie about war. Some would say it's a movie about one man's war. Others would say it's not a movie about war at all.
Trauma's war.
But it has war in the name. And that's Star Wars. Just kidding, it's Team America World Police.
Hey, so go to DWN.
Not yet, Joe. We need a list for next week.
Oh yeah, we do.
And hopefully next week we're gonna have a good time. You know, we've had some fun when we had a song list. So next week we're gonna sing
our top 10 songs about fucking. So tune in next week, guys, which I'm sure will be a very, very entertaining episode. I'll try and get some sleep so this isn't fucking horrible. Hopefully Stan Lee will come up with he won't.
No, he won't.
It's going to be fucking more garbage. Hopefully the Russian immigrants fucking find a spot on the ground of the gym to fucking lay their head at night. Man, I just want... You know, I can say that this storyline fucking sucks, but they've all fucking sucked. Every shitty storyline just goes into another one. This is the fucking third issue where we're still going on with this protest shit and none of it fucking matters at all.
Stan Lee sucks. He just fucking sucks.
Well, I don't know. Hey, if you guys want a jersey, and I mean, why would you after listening to this fucking shit? But if you do, head on over to dwnproductions.net. You can fucking buy one. And then, you know, it'll show up sometime in November. Perfect time for fucking people to wear basketball jerseys or b-ball jerseys, as some like to say. But, yeah, I mean, thanks, Mike. Appreciate you as always, dog.
Go to fastcustomshirts.com, order some shirts. If you're going to be at Kansas City or you're around Kansas City, go to Kansas City Crypticon in a couple of weeks and I'll be there with shirts and shit. Yeah, that's it. Fuck it.
Fuck Hellraiser. Fuck Spider-Man and his shitty storylines. Hopefully next episode I show up in there protesting Spider-Man. I don't know. I'm just rambling. I'm tired. I hope you guys got something out of this because I didn't.
We'll go get some rest, Tom. Or go back to the shop. Who fucking cares?
No, I locked up. This probably won't be uploaded till tomorrow. Right. Hey, boy Gab.
Don't get hooked by a hooker when you sail in southern seas. Even though she's a looker, she can bring you to your knees. They